From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting tens of thousands of Yemenis gathered in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a Sunday, marking the second anniversary of the intervention of a Saudi-led coalition on the side of government forces against Houthi rebels. One of those present, Saeed al-Hidari, said our will and resistance is more powerful than Saudi rockets, planes, and weapons. The conflict has left an estimated 10,000 dead, displaced millions more. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal said it's a struggle between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yemen was being used as a playground or a battleground, whatever you want to call it, for the hegemonic control over the Middle East between Iran and Saudi Arabia. It had turned into more of a religious factional war than anything else.
The Shia Houthis are backed by forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against the internationally recognized government of President Abrabu Mansur Hadi. The Houthis remain entrenched in most of northern Yemen. Several rounds of UN-mediated talks have failed to produce agreement. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame Sunday hailed his country's friendship with Israel in an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference here in Washington.
For Rwanda and many other countries in Africa, engaging productively with Israel has opened new horizons. We look forward to doing even more together.
Mr. Kagame, the first African head of state ever to address the pro-Israel forum that brings together thousands of activists, experts, and elected officials. This is VOA News. There are conflicting accounts of an explosion in the Iraqi city Mosul last week that killed as many as 200 civilians. It's unclear whether the massive March 17 blast that leveled buildings in western Mosul was caused by an Islamic State booby trap or a U.S. coalition airstrike. Brigadier General Matthew Eisler is the deputy U.S. commander in Iraq.
The coalition takes every feasible measure to protect civilians from harm. The coalition takes every allegation seriously and investigates all credible allegations.
The commander in Iraq, General Joseph Votel, said the deaths of innocent civilians is a terrible tragedy. The U.S. is investigating to determine exactly what happened. Iran Sunday announced it's imposing sanctions on 15 U.S. companies for supporting what it called Israel's terrorist actions in the occupied West Bank. The decision largely symbolic since none of the firms does business with Tehran. Police across Russia detained hundreds of protesters Sunday, including opposition leader Alexei Navalny, after thousands demonstrated against corruption and demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. This protester, named only Vladimir, said if the prime minister is guilty, he should be punished, but he said he fears the courts are also subject to the very same corruption. The Kremlin called the protests, which occurred in other cities, illegal and a provocation. The U.S. Sunday criticized the arrests as an affront to democracy. A Ukrainian helicopter crashed in the east of the country Sunday, killing two crew members and three passengers. The Soviet-built helicopter crashed near Kramatorsk, headquarters of Ukrainian forces battling pro-Russian separatists. The cause apparently hitting a power line, but an investigation is underway. Political factions in Northern Ireland have until Monday to form a new power-sharing government or risk returning to direct rule from London. Sinn Féin, the province's largest nationalist party, said no substantive progress had been made. It traded accusations with the pro-British Democratic Unionist Party over the collapse of the talks. President Donald Trump Sunday blamed congressional Republicans who formed the so-called Freedom Alliance for torpedoing a health insurance reform measure that he backed but failed in Congress last week. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said Democrats are smiling in D.C. The Freedom Caucus, with the help of the Club of Growth and the Heritage Foundation, saved Planned Parenthood and Obamacare. The bill was pulled before a vote could take place Friday, leaving the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, in force. Thousands of Australians have been urged to evacuate from coastal communities in the path of powerful Cyclone Debbie. As the storm approaches the country's northeast, it is forecast to strengthen to a Category 4 storm with winds of up to 300 kilometers per hour. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.